By next fall, Lindsay Hershey hopes to have a childcare center and chicken coop in Yakutat. She's also planning to have a community garden up and running.
Yakutat doesn't have an actual childcare facility, or right now I don't think that they have any childcare providers. And it's just gonna provide stability for the parents.
While a childcare center addresses an immediate need, a chicken coop is tackling a future problem.
The cost of eggs is supposed to go up drastically next year.
Hershey is a community developer for the city and borough of Yakutat. She spent the week in Sitka working with the Sustainable Southeast Partnership to address problems in her hometown and develop new ideas like a mobile community garden.
Yakutat has a lot of potential, but they need somebody on the ground.
And this group is devoted to showing folks like Hershey how to harness that potential. Energy, food, and the economy are big concerns for many communities throughout Southeast. Elena Peterson, Sustainable Southeast Partnership's program director, says the key to the coalition is coming up with unique projects that can meet the needs of communities as big as Juneau or as small as Heidelberg. One size does not fit all.
All these partners come to the table with different resources, different capacities, and we basically are just networking and seeing how can we work together and pool those resources.
The mission of the coalition is creating resilient peoples and place. The Sustainable Southeast Partnership was started 4 years ago and includes watershed councils, tribal and city governments, and private entities. In Sitka, the partnership helped start Sitka Kitch, a shared community kitchen with classes on regional food preparation and preservation. In Cake, partners are working on alternative energy and economic development projects. Adam Davis of the Organized Village of Cake says energy is a huge barrier to starting and sustaining businesses. For many households, he says, alternative energy is not an option.
People are already strapped for cash as it is, just keeping your monthly bills rolling, so it's kind of hard to make these investments in solar panels or micro-hydro turbines or wind turbines for your homes when you're just barely getting by as it is.
However, the village is hoping to harness energy from Gunnick Creek. Davis says the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative is looking into a hydro project that could potentially supply half of Cake's energy needs.
With these increased rains, it does look like it is going to be a viable option to get us off diesel, at least when it's raining. So, you know, here we are. It does rain a lot. Can't wait for the day for when we can actually turn off our diesel generators, even if it's only part-time.
The village is also planning to renovate the historic Cake Cannery as a way to create jobs. It's one thing to generate these ideas, and it's another thing to get them going. The Sustainable Southeast Partnership provides a network for its advocates to keep up their momentum. For Hershey, the retreat in Sitka solidified the concrete changes that she wants to see in Yakutat.
I just want to be able to show the community with these small stepping stones that we can do these type of things together. And then they can take the knowledge that they gain from chicken coop or community garden and go off and hopefully do their own backyard chicken coop and garden.
The partnership meets throughout the year to continue to brainstorm and work on projects in its communities. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.